Okay, opening scripture from Zephaniah. Zephaniah is a very short little book, just before Haggai, on page 838. But he had a wonderful... Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17... So when we're ready to go with that, I know it might take you a couple seconds to find it, but it's there. But some interesting things that he said about the Lord in just one verse of Scripture. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee or over you with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over you with singing. All the different descriptions of the Lord in the Bible are numberless. And different ones' encounters, their revelations, things that the Holy Spirit revealed to them about the character and the nature of our Heavenly Father. Not only is he sovereign, as you said, Gary? But it says, in the midst of you. The Holy Spirit is very present, not only individually within each of us as his temple, but everywhere we meet. And when we come together, he's in our midst. And it says, the Lord your God in the midst of you is mighty. There is nothing impossible for him to do. He's already worked on that heart situation. He's already working on connecting people in the other one's life. He's already working on answering things that you've asked for prayer that you didn't share. He's already working mightily to do the things that seem impossible with man. When I think of mighty, I think there is no one like our God. No, there is no other God like him. He's above all other gods and goddesses. And I've seen statues to many. But he's above all of them. And he's mighty. He's awesome. He's all-powerful. And it says, in the midst of you, here by his Spirit, to do whatever you think is impossible in your thinking, but you know that with him, all things become possible. He can crack the hardest case of any rebel in your family. I mean, he got me on a golf course and I weren't even thinking about him. Almost had a shipwreck with my lawnmower. It was most interesting. And it said, he will save. Think about the person that you've been praying for someone to be saved. And you've been standing in faith for a long time. It said, he will save. Zephaniah prophesied that the Lord who is mighty in your midst, he will save. He will also save you from letting the enemy come in and plunder and wreak shipwreck in your families. You keep a hedge of protection around them. And God will save them. God will save you from a lot of calamities. And it says, he will rejoice over you with joy. When is the last time that you read about your Heavenly Father rejoicing over you with joy? We have this fear of stepping out of line and God's going to get upset. Well, he was. And he took it out on his own son in your place, in my place. And now he looks at you and he sees you through the filter of the blood of his son, without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle. He doesn't chide us. He doesn't beat us up. He knows we're growing. He gave us a whole new life in Christ to live. And he builds his character and his nature into us. We already have that in the inner man. But it starts there, and it permeates out through our existence. And the fact that he rejoices over us with joy. Remember when your kids were little and you rejoiced over them with joy when they came into the world, and then you followed their life all through their life, and now some of us, our children, have children, and they become our grandchildren, and you just can't wait to rejoice with them and rejoice over them. How much more than the purity and the love in the Father's heart is so way beyond ours that he rejoices over you with joy. That's awesome. I never had a father like that. He couldn't wait to kick us out of the house, badmouth us, and get rid of us. So I'm a glutton for this kind of stuff, so please forgive me. But I know what it's like now to have a real father. It wasn't just somebody whose sperm created me, and then he didn't want anything more to do with me. I have a father now who cares. A father who really, really loves me like the father that he is. And I'm so thankful for that. Some of you, maybe that it wasn't that way with you, but I treasure scriptures like these. He will rest in his love. The reason he's resting in his love is because he showed us how much he loved us at the cross. There is no greater work that will ever be done. And it's done. And he's at rest about it. He dealt with sin for the whole world. Every person, that blood was shed for every person that's ever lived, is alive, or ever will live. There will never need to be another sacrifice. He did it all at the cross. And now we remember, we look back at what he's done, and he's at rest with that because it's settled. That's a point in time. It's like the cross is a crossroads in all of time. And he rests in his love. What a nice place to be. Are you resting in your love? You can be. We should be. And it says he will joy over you with singing. I don't know what songs God sings, but I'll bet they're awesome. And one day we're going to hear them. He may sing through you today. Release your vocal cords and let him. I imagine that how he sings is he gives us spiritual songs to sing. And so it's like the Spirit singing through us. It's maybe a different application of that, but he will joy over you with singing. I can't understand that in my natural understanding, but the Word says it, so it has to be true. I consider the source. And so if we didn't care anything more about our Heavenly Father being the sovereign creator of all there is, the fact that he sings over you with joy. There's so many times when you think about the Lord, you know, when Elizabeth talked about the heart that seeks after him or draws after him, and we long to hear him speak to us. I know I need to hear things more than once. But I love to hear what he has to say. And yeah, I do. I think very favorably of this, because I never heard my father sing. Did a lot of cussing and swearing, but I never heard him sing. And I think the other thing too about coming back to a verse, I never have it all at the time I first read it. Are you like that? You read scriptures and you have some understanding at that time, but then you revisit it and it's almost like another layer that's in there. Well, I think that's part of my growing process too, is I see a little deeper now. I understand a little more. But I still don't have it all yet in here. It's in here, but it's not here. But I want to get it there so that even my thoughts will change and come into conformity to the Word more.